He's the Wyoming rep for Synod Council, so I brought him here as well. He's from Rock Springs, from Mount of Olives in Rock Springs. Stand up.
But I actually live in Green River. When you're from Swiftwater County, you get a little sensitive if someone says Rock Springs, you really live in Green River.
I always get that wrong, and he always corrects me. There are announcements, but of course, I don't know what those announcements are. So what announcements would you like the community to know? Nothing?
Well, I do know that next Sunday we're going to prepare our missions backpacks for the kids.
Actually, that's this Sunday, right?
No.
Oh, you're preparing them.
We're just preparing them, and we need to have everything in by Saturday.
Okay.
And then put the box in the back there.
Excellent.
And the other thing, next Sunday, the 26th, in cooperation with the Baptist Church, the Wesleyan Church, Buffalo Downtown Association, and other civic groups, we're doing the God's Work Our Hand Community Work Day. The other organizations are going to be cleaning the creek up between Main Street and Lobin area, and we'll have help there. And also, if we're going to be doing some projects around the church here, if you have any other ideas for the God's Work Our Hands project, we're going to try to combine forces with all four organizations on one day, so kind of make a bigger impact. And also, after worship today, we will be meeting with Pastor Stephanie. Pastor Sarah, I mean, she will be staying here to talk to the entire congregation in a question and answer format, or kind of give us some more ideas of where we're going in the future and what the future of St. Luke's looks like. And then as soon as we're done with the question and answer, the council will have a quick meeting with her just to work on a few little of the little logistics and the nuts and bolts of what we need to do as a council to take the next step. So
Are you Scott?
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. I'm Sarah. I've seen him on video, but I haven't ever seen him in person. So, any other announcements? That it sounds wonderful.
Okay. And also, we've got some snacks and rolls and brunch type stuff after our meeting, right after service.
Did you have something?
No, I was.
That's what you're going to say. All right.
Isn't that what secretaries do?
I think so. Yeah, remind. A lot of reminding. Well, great. Let's take a moment, prepare our hearts and minds for worship, and yeah. Okay. One God, abounding in steadfast love for us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds. Forgive us our sins. And free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you.
Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread for the life of the world. Us with such a knowledge that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life to serve you continually. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
First reading is from Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals and has mixed her wine. She has set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live. And walk the way of insight, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You will say Psalm 34, verses 9 through 14, responsively today. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing.
The lions want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack what is good.
Come, children, and listen to me. Teach you reverence for the Lord.
Who among you takes pleasure in life and desires long life, joy, prosperity?
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from lying words.
Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and do it.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, sing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts. Give thanks to the Lord the God, to God the Father, at all times, and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I would like to invite the children to come forward with their backpacks, right? All right, kids, come up. Because we'll bless you as the bearers of the backpack. It is so nice to see you. Thank you, Jeremiah. Yeah. But no backpacks? Okay, so we're gonna sit here like this, and we'll pretend that our backpacks are right here. Okay? Everybody see? What color is your backpack? Violet? Ooh, my favorite color. What color is your backpack?
Blue.
Jeremiah, what color is yours? Blue. Anybody else? What is it?
Turquoise.
Oh, my second favorite color. Yes, yeah. Blue. Nice. And the last one? What color is your backpack?
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten it yet.
He doesn't have it. He just doesn't care.
Imagine my surprise. All right. So imagine a backpack in front of you, okay? And we want all of you to imagine the backpacks up here as well. And we're going to bless the backpacks. So I want you to put your hand out like this, because this is where your backpack is. And all of you, please extend your hand as we bless these backpacks. Today, we have before us backpacks to be carried to and from school by the children and youth gathered here. These backpacks will contain work to be done, work that's been returned, books to be studied, tools to complete homework, notebooks, pencils, pens, protractors, compasses, crayons, rulers, scissors, glue sticks, and other items used for schoolwork will find their way in and out of these backpacks. Some days, so much stuff will fill these backpacks that the students may find it difficult to walk. Other days, they will be light and nearly empty. But on each and every day, these backpacks represent work required for the students gathered here. And as in every aspect of our life, we bring these before God for blessing at this time. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we lift to you today these students. They sit here ready to receive your blessings, and they commit themselves to study and learning in the school year ahead. We ask your blessing on each of them. Further, we ask your blessing on these backpacks. They will hold the schoolwork of each student and will be carried from home to school and back again. As these students carry these backpacks, may they be reminded of the love and care of this congregation. Look at all the congregation that cares for you. Of the care of this congregation that surrounds them each school day. We pray as well for the teachers and administrators in our schools. May they also be sustained by your blessing. May they be reminded that this congregation embraces their call to teaching and learning and surrounds them with love and care as well. We pray in the name of Jesus, who we seek to follow day by day. And let the people say,
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much for coming up and imagining with me. I do that okay, huh? It's going to, like, fall over on me. I do want to apologize for missing the hymn of praise. Please forgive me. I am in different congregations almost every Sunday, and everybody does it different, and so I just barreled right through, so I apologize to our accompanist and to all of you that you didn't get to sing that song for him. So maybe we can, like, tuck it in or something later. So, grace and peace to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are gathered here this morning because of our mutual faith and belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
the human embodiment of God, the one who gave everything for the life of the world. But I want you to know, as I continue preaching, I want you to know a little bit about who I am. I told you that my name is Sarah Manning, and if you look at it, you're going, Manning? How did she get Manning out of that? It's German. It was meaning, you know. That's why. I serve as assistant to the bishop for congregational life, which means that I work with congregations that are in transition or experiencing some kind of stress or difficulty. I have served four congregations, two in Wyoming, one in Colorado, and for a very brief time before I got this call, I had a call in Lake Elsinore, California, which is ablaze. I do this work because I believe that Jesus, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, our triune understanding of God, has the power to change individual human hearts. And through our transformation, the world is saved. Congregations are communities where the Word of God is taught and preached, shared, and embodied. Congregations are the gatherings where we practice being the body of Christ in our particular corner of the world. Congregations are important. What you do here matters. What you do here every day with your backpacks and your collection of food and all the ministries that each and every one of you are about, it matters. And coming together as a congregation matters. As a gathering of people come to hear the Word of God and share in the gift of God's sacraments, here you matter. You matter because in your gathering, you are witnessing to the authority of Jesus Christ. In our gathering, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. The particular tradition that you and I share here in the ELCA is that we have four scripture readings every Sunday. Some congregations choose not to do all four. I was thrilled to find out that you do all four. There are four readings. Other denominations use the same lectionary that we do, but I just want us to celebrate the fact that we have four scripture readings that proclaim what God intends for us. God has always spoken to me through these four texts. Every time I preach, I am renewed in spirit. My heart is broken open. I find myself being conflicted by the word, and I find myself being graced by that very word. This morning, I find inspiration in the common thread that goes through all four. Lutheran pastors tend to only pick one. I was raised Roman Catholic. I like all four. So, Proverbs and Psalm come from the wisdom tradition of the Hebrew Bible. And then the other two, the Ephesians and the Gospel of John, speak more directly to this Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go in order and kind of raise up for you the threads that I hear that are common throughout each of these four readings. From ancient times, God, the creator of all that is, has communicated to his chosen people. And through the text, God is describing right relationship or righteousness. Righteousness is more of a churchy word, but what righteousness means is right relationship. This right relationship or righteousness is described in this wisdom literature of the Psalms and the book of Proverbs. Proverbs tells us, lay aside immaturity, live and walk in the way of insight. And our psalm this morning tells us, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Our challenge today is to weave all four perspectives together and to hear what God is speaking to our hearts here this morning, in this moment of time, for ourselves, for our own beings, and for the life of the world. Because we don't do this Jesus thing alone. None of us live this life alone. We are bound to one another, responsible for ourselves and for one another, in right relationship, in righteousness. So here again, the wisdom text. Lay aside immaturity. Live and walk in the way of insight. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. These texts are significant reminders for all of us. Yesterday, I was riding in the car with my granddaughter. She's 18, and her mother had left that morning. She dropped her off in Colorado. They're from South Dakota. She dropped my 18-year-old granddaughter off, not in our home because she's living in the dorm, but, you know, so that we can kind of oversee things, you know, so that she's got some family nearby. So we were going to my daughter's. I have a very complicated life, so my daughter's 15, but we can talk about that later. So my granddaughter's 18. My daughter, who's really my niece, is 15. And we were, I know, I told you, it's a very complicated life. So we were going to the parade that my daughter, the 15-year-old, was performing in. And as we were talking about my daughter's coach. And I started down a really negative path because she was in the same program last year, and I wasn't that thrilled with how the coach had handled the team. She was kind of negative. She used insults and shaming to kind of motivate them. I find that not appetizing. But I found myself with my granddaughter sort of going on about this until I caught myself. I'm like, what am I doing? She doesn't need to know all this stuff. Like, how is that helpful? Especially since my granddaughter struggles with negativity. She doesn't need that modeled from me. So I caught myself. I said, I'm sorry. We're not going to go there. And we went on talking about more positive things. Because, oh my goodness, this young woman just being dropped off into the world needs all the models of positivity that she can have. She doesn't need me bringing her down. So these words that come from God had made a difference. I'd been working on the sermon before I had gotten in the car going to the parade, and they caught me. I realized that the things that were coming out of my lips were not helpful. I have a responsibility because of God's call for right relationship to name the inappropriate behavior of the coach. The health of my daughter and her team need to know that. I can say, please don't do that. But it doesn't need to be brought to a third party. Modeling maturity and insight is not always easy for us human beings. We need the wisdom of God to soften our hearts. So now we'll move to the New Testament, right? That was the wisdom literature. Now the New Testament. The Ephesians text continues the thread. The Ephesians text says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. How we live, how I and you live individually and collectively, it matters. It matters because none of us are in this life alone. We are bound to one another. And therefore, be careful how you live. Understand what the will of God, of the Lord is. This whole letter to the Ephesians, not just the few verses that we have this morning, but this whole letter to the Ephesians specifically talks about Christian community. Community is about living in the light, being accountable to one another, being imitators of God, living in love as Christ loved us. And then we move to the Gospel of John. These 9 verses are part of Jesus' explanation about his body being the living bread, given for the life of the world. I want that to always continue to come back to me. For the life of the world. That makes a difference. Jesus' hearers are offended because they are taking his words literally. And every time I read this text, every time I proclaim it as the gospel, I hear the awkwardness of this text. My flesh is what you will eat, and those who eat it will have eternal life. I mean, those of us who have been Christians since day one, we've made sense of it. But can you imagine what this text sounds like to somebody who's never heard this gospel before? We need to walk lightly, and we need to hear it in the way that Jesus intended it. Jesus sees the reality from his cosmic perspective, his view from the beginning of time. You and I, sisters and brothers, are invited into Jesus' perspective. We are invited into receiving and being that body of Christ. We are invited into the long view, God's vision for the world, embodied in Holy Communion. In a few minutes, we will transition from the proclamation of the word to receiving the flesh and blood of Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, will be really present in this sacrament, and all of us are welcome to the table. Holy Communion enacts the union that exists in, with, and through all things. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created. You and I, brothers, are created through this Jesus at the beginning of time. We receive this living bread for the life of the world. Our invitation to live in communion with God and one another. That's what this is about. Our mutual faith and belief in Jesus Christ brings us together this morning. I believe in the power of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to soften my heart, to transform all of our hearts for the life of the world. May we all walk in the way of insight, giving up in maturity. May we all keep our tongues from evil and our lips from deceit. May we do good and seek peace. May we be careful in how we live and understand the will of God. And may we intentionally and thoughtfully live as the body of Christ in Holy Communion for the life of the world. May we live in right relationship, in righteousness, for the sake of the world. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. join with me in confessing the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Church, the body of Christ, and sustain it with living bread. Let wisdom guide your church and teach all its members the way of righteousness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, bless the work of musicians, composers, writers, and all artists. Move us to even greater praise through their gifts of creativity. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, we thank you for the diversity of the nations. Shower your wisdom and mercy upon all leaders and citizens. Give us all the courage to seek peace and pursue it. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, send calm and perseverance to those who are in trouble or who live daily with great stress. Fill them with your Spirit and satisfy them with your presence, especially for those we may know. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Lord, we thank you for this congregation. Give us gratitude for the many blessings we enjoy, and inspire us to give thanks at all times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Lord, we bless you for family, friends, and sisters and brothers in Christ who have guided us in wisdom and insight. Lead us into peace with all people until the day of Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can ask or imagine. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share with one another a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
continue our worship with the offering. Heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Behold what you are, receive what you are to be. Please be seated. Thank you.
the body of Christ for you. Jesus is still really present. The body of Christ is in you. Anybody not received that we need to bring it down to?
Fishes in the lungs.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Please stand. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people. Carry us in your arms, and satisfying us with your food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you.
Good morning. Thank you. Somebody else said that too. I'm glad you gave me the question. Good morning. How are you?